Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Adam Sandford from California in the United States. Thank you for joining me, Adam.
You're very welcome.
Could you tell us when you first heard about LDN?
I heard about LDN about 5 years ago from an old professor of mine, and he was touting it as being the best thing since sliced bread, and it sounded a little too good to be true. And I started looking into it. I came across a book by Moore and Wilkinson and really started pondering its use, and I've been an active prescriber of it, I think it's since about late 2013.
Okay. How many patients do you think you've prescribed LDN for in that time? Would you have any idea?
I run a general practice where LDN is only applicable for a portion of it. I'd say probably, if you count all the SIBO people, 50 or 60. If you don't count SIBO, you're talking about generalized other issues. Actually, that's probably 40 or 50. The SIBO thing probably pushes it up into the 80s or 90s. Not a ton, but still a good amount of people.
Okay. And could you tell us what other conditions? You mentioned SIBO there.
Yeah, so SIBO is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Basically, if a person has an autoimmune condition that is not too reactive to a number of the natural or conventional treatments that we do, I strongly consider LDN. With SIBO, that's looking into turning out to be a bit of an autoimmune condition in the gut. So we use it for gastric motility. We've used it for primary biliary sclerosis, a lot of generalized pain, rheumatoid arthritis, a couple of cases of ulcerative colitis, MS, where I've seen a little bit of a decent input, fibro, and then some interesting back pain cases, too. That's been interesting.
Mm-hmm. What dose?
It's kind of a broad spectrum.
Okay. What dose do you normally start people on?
It depends on what I perceive their, we call it disease, but their inner healing strength to be. If they're looking like they're pretty solid and they don't have sleep issues or anything like that, I might start them at 1.5 and then very quickly move up to 3 and then move up to 4.5. If they have a sleep history or maybe they're not as vital as I might like, I might do 1.5 for a month, then move to 3 for a month. And then for a lady, I might stay at 3. For a gentleman, I may move to 4.5. Or if the cases are interesting, go higher for both genders.
Mm-hmm. And have any of your patients reported any side effects initially?
Yeah. Maybe 20% have the sleep disturbances. Some people have difficulty falling asleep. Others are kind of skipping through difficulty sleeping. I think all but one resolved in its entirety after a couple of weeks. There's a couple of people where I had to switch them to taking it during the day just to increase their body's reaction to it or tolerance to it, and then switch them back to nighttime. And then only one or two folks just didn't tolerate it, and we had to move on to other treatments.
Mm-hmm. And for those patients, the majority that you started on obviously have continued. How long would you say it took for your patients to notice anything with LDN?
With the antibody markers, which I'm measuring in blood for UC, or Hashimoto's. Oh, Hashimoto's is not a huge one. I'll see changes in biomarkers in about 3 months. I've had people experience subjective changes in either bowel movements or generalized pain in a month. I haven't seen too much in less than a month or 2 weeks or so. And then I've had people stop that have been under chronic pain, stop the LDN and have the pain come back within 3 or 4 days. And then when they restarted the LDN, the pain dissipated almost immediately. So there's some good indicators there of once you've built up a level and changed your body's endorphin production, how quickly it can respond.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any case studies that you could share with us?
Not that I have thought out right now. One of my earlier cases was a gentleman with biliary sclerosis, which is super difficult to treat. He'd seen ongoing progressive advances in the hardening of the biliary tracts in CAT scans, and it hadn't stopped. He came to me asking for LDN, and it was a new utilization formula, but we went ahead and did it. And since then, which was a couple of years ago, each follow-up scan has showed no further progression. Now, we do have other treatments in place, and it could be related to those, but my feeling is that it is strongly related to the naltrexone.
Well, that's really positive news, isn't it? I don't really know if there's anything else you can add to that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, at this point, I'm finding myself utilizing it more and more often for more varied cases, just from the positive effects that I have seen and from the improvements and increases that have happened in terms of broadening and publishing of the research and the data. And I'm seeing a lot of positive effects, and I'm looking forward to trying it on a broadening array of chronic pain conditions. That's really the good direction where I'm seeing benefit, mm-hmm. and looking forward to it.
Well, we have a list now, and it's grown. I think there are 204 different autoimmune conditions that LDN seems to be helping with. So that list is growing all the time because we have members all over the world taking it for different conditions who say, you know, I'm taking it for this, and you don't have that on your list, please can you add it, you know, to help those people. But it's just amazing, isn't it? From, you know, skin conditions to pain. I was just trying to think, you know, type 1 diabetes, neuropathic pain in type 1 diabetes there. But people, you know, with alopecia, I don't know whether you've heard of Hailey's disease. And then you've got Crohn's, mm-hmm. and ulcerative colitis, as you said. And the list goes on. ME, fibromyalgia.
It's brilliant. And I'm just starting to review the LDN book that you guys are putting out shortly. And I'm learning just so much more about the power and the potency of LDN. It's really a fascinating medication. And I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing how this evolves over the coming years.
The book, the LDN book, is so exciting. There is so much in there for everybody, whether you're a lay person, you know, or a doctor. So I'm glad you found it interesting.
You know, if any patient that's out there that is contemplating having a conversation with their doctor about LDN, if they just give the doctor the introduction, mm-hmm. that is a great way to go, because the discussion about the mechanism of action, if the doctor knows biochemistry at all, that should at least get them to open their eyes a bit, if not start feeling comfortable with contemplating prescription. It's a beautiful opening to the book.
Good. I'm glad you were pleased. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. And maybe we can do this again in a few years when you have more experience.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Hope you have a lovely day.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Dana Keaton from Arizona in the United States. Thank you for joining me, Dana.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Could you tell us when you first heard about LDN?
Yes. When I first started practicing, I was using a technique with a road back. It was called with antibiotic therapy for rheumatoid arthritis. And so I had people that were already out of the mainstream. And when I first heard about the LDN approach was probably about 11 or 12 years ago, and it was introduced to me by one of those patients. The patients sometimes are our best resource if we listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when I began, it was with a patient who had MS, and she hadn't been able to find a solution that worked for her. And she'd been to many rheumatologists and neurologists and many different experts with no avail. And so she asked me if I'd be willing to try this method, and I researched as best I could and couldn't see any problems with it. You know, it's very low risk. There's very little side effects with this therapy. No cross reactions with other things I could see. You know, unless you were using high dose, you didn't really even need to worry about organ problems, liver problems, or any of that. So I agreed to give it a try because I couldn't see where it would do any harm, and it had a outstanding potential for doing some benefit. And that was my first experience.
Mm-hmm. And what was the results that patient saw?
She's still using it. She controls her symptoms quite well. She's not, you know, she still has MS, but she does well. She does other therapies as well, not drug therapies, but other lifestyle. You know, I think managing your lifestyle with these things is always a plus because it gives whatever medicine you're on less of a task. If the body's already aligned with what's going on and you're already supporting it the best that you can with diet, exercise, mental, emotional plane, you know, really working it on that end. And then you add in these medications like the LDN that can give you help without harm, and sometimes it's just miraculous.
Mm-hmm. And what other patients have you treated since then?
The majority of the astounding results I've had have been with patients with rheumatoid arthritis. And with rheumatoid arthritis, it can totally just take care of the symptoms. I have taken many people that we've been able to get completely off of their methotrexate, their, you know, biologicals, all of those things that have much worse side effects, and they function fine. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a degeneration of their joints. They, you know, when they start the LDN protocol, they do well.
We've had a few questions just lately of people saying, I have rheumatoid arthritis. My doctor wants me to go on methotrexate. I don't want to, but he's insisting, and can I take it with the LDN? What advice would you give?
I have had people do them concurrently to start and then back off of the other drugs over time because they didn't need the other drugs. Unfortunately, in mainstream medicine, it's hard to find doctors who are willing to step outside of the box that they're in. There's a lot of repercussions that they're concerned about. And then the other thing is they don't go outside and learn these other techniques. You know, I didn't learn this in medical school. I learned it myself. And so you're looking for a doctor that's still teaching themselves new techniques and who's willing to step outside of the mainstream recommendation.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we always being asked is, how long does it take before my pain starts to diminish?
With the rheumatoid arthritis, I've seen it work pretty immediate, really. It doesn't take weeks and months. They start to get a reduction, and of course, I should backtrack. It takes longer if you have more inflammation. You know, and that goes without saying. Anything's going to be more effective if it has less of a job to do. Again, getting back to taking care of other things as well, so that you get a better result from the LDN. So In people who have minor arthritis pain, it usually takes care of it within the week. It really works rapidly. In someone who's got a lot of inflammation, where their hands are red and swollen and, you know, they're having trouble walking and all of the other things that can happen down the line, you're not going to necessarily get a complete resolution, and certainly not immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the advice there would be to get to somebody quick before it goes any further along and get going on a program that's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. What can you do to reduce the inflammation?
Well, inflammation in the body in general is reduced by getting sufficient sleep, by eating an anti-inflammatory diet, which means primarily eating fruits and vegetables with organic meats and particularly fish, staying away from packaged processed foods, staying away from too much red meat and beef and things that have a high saturated fat content. So that's the diet piece. Then you've got sufficient rest is underestimated. It makes a huge difference. And then I encourage people to work on some sort of a meditative practice or some practice that helps them to manage the stresses that come into their life. Anyone who's had an inflammatory disease, be it MS or rheumatoid, will be able to tell you over time they notice that whenever they're under a lot of stress, their symptoms flare up. Well, we can't control the stress that comes into our lives, but we can control how we react to it. So that's another piece in terms of controlling the inflammation. And exercise to the best that they can and keeping your circulation going, because the circulation helps clear out things that are causing more inflammation in the joints or in whatever area is involved. If it's the thyroid, it's, you know, helping with that. So those lifestyle parameters are really great to get in place with using the LDN as well. But those alone won't reverse the problem like the LDN well.
Yeah. Now, if we've got anybody listening who lives in Arizona, how can they contact you?
I'm at the Center for Natural Medicine, and that's our website too, the centerfornaturalmedicine.com. And we're on 9th Avenue in McDowell, and our phone number is 602-266-4670. And
okay.
I just welcome any patients that I can help, and I know so many people are helped with these treatments.
Mm-hmm. And one thing, you may or may not do it, but if there's anybody in Arizona who is too far to travel from you, would you do a telephone consultation or do you only do face-to-face?
Our law says I have to see the person once.
Right.
So mm-hmm. they come in and see me once. I have patients all over the country, actually. I have patients in New York, Montana, Oregon, all over the country. But they fly in and see me one time, which, mm-hmm. by the way, this would be a perfect time of year. It's gorgeous here. good time for a vacation in Arizona. And then from there on, we can do phone consultations for the management.
Okay. Well, that's a really big help, I'm sure. Is there anything else you'd like to add about LDN that we haven't covered?
I think the thing people want to hear, and it's true, is that you do have hope for improving your symptoms, because so many of these diseases, the doctors are just stringing you along on a drug and telling you you're going to get worse, but this will keep you from being in as much pain. And it's a kind of a hopeless scenario, so it's nice to know that you have alternatives that you can be hopeful about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you. It was a very nice interview. I wish well to many people.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.